of the Hubs Pub & Grill postgame show by the head coach of the Lady Cardinals, Tim Copeland, entering the tournament as the 14th seed, leaving it ninth in the nation. Coach, in a five-set game, you guys trailed 2-0, come back and take it in three. And that second set, Eastern Arizona rattles off 17 to win it. And you guys rebound from that. What led to that?
Well, I think we were a little down for the front game. You know, first game we had game point two or three times, I think, and wound up losing. I think it was a little let down thinking we had the first game, put ourselves in a position to, you know, be in control of the game. And then the second game we kind of come out flat, didn't really have the mentality, the mental part of it. They kind of kicked our butts. I mean, it wasn't pretty. So I wasn't sure how I'd go after that, but they came back and they put themselves in a position in the third game to battle, and they kept battling and won. Then the fourth game kind of, you know, got ourselves in rhythm again. And then the fifth game, I figured the first 5 points is going to be the important fifth game. If you're ahead of five, then you're feeling pretty good. You're in control. Get to 10 first, and it was 10 to 4. I was like, ooh, this is like almost too easy, like too good, because now you start thinking, oh, we're up. We're done. 10 to 4, I'm done. And that call that, you know, stayed on our side, that we got over and in, they let it drop because they thought it was out. That's why you play to hear the whistle. That's what I tell my kids all the time. I don't care where it's at. You know it's out, you play it to whistle. They didn't, dropped in, we got the call, it was 12 points. That made a big difference.
The mentality of this team, when you were down 2-0 against a top 10 team throughout the national or the regular season that Eastern Arizona is, what mentality does it take to pull yourself out of that deficit?
It's not really coaching now. You know, you're either going to do it or you're not. And this group is, you know, adversity all year. You know, we were first tournament or second tournament, Vincennes, we're down 2-0, come back 3. 17-15 on a tip ball and nobody was there. We made the play. You know, we've lost the game we shouldn't have at home. You know, hurt us a little bit, but we've come back from there and put ourselves in a position where, you know, the best we could do is 9 after the first day, and we fought ourselves to that, won 3 straight. I mean, it's this team is just a special team. So it's one of those deals where they kept saying, hey, we're okay, we're okay. Just get 1 point at a time. I said, go to 5. 5 points at a time. Don't try to get 15 or 20. Just get 5, then 10, then 15. So just a really good group to be part of, coach, and be part of their journey.
I know I talked to you a little bit about the sophomore group and what they meant to you in the pregame show, but now with that last game being over and ending on a win, not a whole lot of teams can end their season on a win, and this sophomore group was able to do that. What have they meant to the program and meant to you?
Well, I mean, they're a special group. We talk about that, you know, and I mean, I say that in a really genuine way. You know, these kids make me tear up every now and then because of what they do. Not because, you know, they did something that made me laugh. They just do stuff and you go, that's a sweet kid. That's a good kid. That's a good young lady. And it's hard to find players and people, good people, in the same mold. And this is just a really special group. You know, I'm proud of them. They got 30 wins, ninth in the nation. I mean, you know, at the beginning of the season you told me that's what we do, I've been very happy to take it. So, and I thought we could do it, and we did. They did it, you know. Just a good group all around, sophomore-wise, but also freshman-wise that are here, too.
You don't get a group to come around like this often, a group that is really talented, a group that professionally they're really kind to no matter who it is.
Yep.
Are you going to miss this group?
Yeah. I mean, I've got two of them leaving, after the semester in about a month or 3 weeks. And they're two special kids, too, Lotta and Gabby. But they got to go on, and they're going to get a spring, get a full scholarship in Texas, and, you know, play and be able to get a master's program, three whole bit. So they got to go. I mean, but you got some special kids here, and you sure like to keep them long as you can. But, got to start recruiting again, start working for next year, and I'll lose 6 or 7 and start all over. And you hope you get the same kind of quality kids, but also, you know, players, but also the person inside, you know, the heart. So just a special, special group. They've earned it. I'm happy for them, proud of them, and just be happy to be part of it.
And you mentioned got to get to recruiting and fill in those gaps. How quickly do you turn that page and start preparing for next year?
I've already got 5 kids committed. I'm going to start signing next week. So I'm about 5 of my 8. Probably I'm going to be done in about a month. So started before season started. So it always never stops. Recruiting is the hardest part of this whole job now.